Springfield, Massachusetts has decided to let high school graduates walk across an actual stage to receive their diploma despite COVID-19 restrictions. But it will still be far from the typical ceremony. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Sandra Hernandez says she almost lost her son, Juan Carlos, 10 years ago to a brain aneurysm. Since then, he's struggled with medical issues and depression. So graduating from Putnam Academy High School is no small feat. And she was devastated when the school district announced a few weeks ago a virtual graduation.
To have him overcome so much and still fight through and make it, and then to say, I don't even get to walk the stage and have that moment, it's a break-in, you know?
She points out that Springfield has a large population of low-income students with difficult home lives.
It's like a pride moment or a reward for them saying, I did it, you know, despite what everybody thought, they weren't going to make it.
And more so than wealthier districts.
Some kids can't afford to go to college or don't have the push or the drive to go to college, and this is it for them.
Hernandez was among the many parents who made calls and sent messages pleading with school superintendent Dan Warwick for a real-life graduation.
We knew where the parents were coming from. I read every one of the emails.
At the same time, Warwick says many students live in dense Springfield neighborhoods where the COVID-19 caseload is high. So he worked with the city health department on a plan that still allows students to cross a platform in cap and gown and families to take pictures. The compromise? Every principal in the district's 8 high schools agreed to schedule individual ceremonies with every family.
So like at Central High School, a principal is going to set up 450 individual appointments over time so that we don't have crowds of folks together and you'll put people in danger. So this is going to be a tremendous amount of work.
But Warwick says nearby Chicopee pulled off a similar version of graduation and he feels confident it's doable. Sandra Hernandez says she's still waiting for details from her son's school.
But apparently every school's going to plan their own little thing. So hopefully I get to see my son at least get his diploma in his hands, not in the mail.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.